MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Cowyer.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week.
Thank you for joining us here in the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and NMSW Media.
Because you are amazing. You know what else is amazing? Huh. You supporting this Black woman-owned business, especially during Black History Month.
It's the month where we eat the most. So we need the most support. Where we use the most heat. It's just, it's the most needy
it's
month.
It's true. It is true. It's true.
So with the constant celebrations and parades, it's just a lot.
It's a lot.
So we thank you so much for your support. Those of you who are and those of you who are about to, you are angels and we cannot thank you enough. It literally makes our lives possible.
That's right. It makes this program possible. So thank you for your support of it. And to say thank you in response, we make sure you have at least three micro idiots. We would like to call them a secret stash every week. And if you sign up right now, you've got like over 600 right now.
Yeah, dude, tons. You will never stop laughing. They're hilarious.
Yeah.
We also want to thank you for getting Cameo. So those are little specialized videos that you can go to cameo.com and put in Frangela, and then we can make a video for you. And get this, Frances brought it up that this past week, somebody got a personal idiot story for their Cameo.
Yeah.
They told us what idiot they wanted us to cover, and we covered it, and it was amazing and fun.
Yes. So go buy Cameo, put in Frangela, and get your personalized Cameo today. And speaking of today, make sure while you're on the internet, go to sexyliberal.com, find out what's going on with the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour, because baby, it's about to be on.
It's about to be on. And let me tell you something, there will be announcements. It is worth the check. Don't sleep on this.
Yes. And always catch us on the third hour of every Friday morning with the Stephanie Miller. I was going to call her the Sexony Miller.
Well, she's a sexy Saxon.
Yes.
She's sex-sassony. And Stephanie, that's all accurate.
The Stephanie Miller Show, and it is the blackest hour in radio.
It absolutely is.
Should we get started?
I think we have to. This is from Maggie B. We love you, Maggie B. This is incredible work. This is incredible work, Maggie B.
This is a quote. The Lord told us to. U.S. pastor says he stole $1 million from Christians to remodel home because Jesus said so. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. Get comfortable because it's a journey, y'all. Get comfortable.
Okay. When the Lord tells you to take a journey, you go on that journey. Okay.
Preach. And if that currency takes you through cryptocurrency, that's where it takes you.
That's where it takes you. Jesus wasn't technology phobic.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, what is cryptocurrency if not just the personification of the Holy Spirit through currency that does not exist? What is it? You tell me.
Thank you, Angela. What is cryptocurrency but the spirit of money, if not money actually?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That is where spirit and money become one.
There's some
unholy alliance, but they become one. Look, a Colorado pastor has been charged with stealing more than $1 million from his community, his Christian church community, in a cryptocurrency scheme. I believe scheme is much too big a word for this. Scheme makes you think of something that's intricate, that has layers. This is not layered.
So the fact that you can squeeze $1 million out of a community church, I say, you know what? Good on you.
Actually, they raised a lot more than that. They raised $3.2 million for more than 300 people. 3.2 million for more than 300 people between June 2022 and April of 2023. So we're talking about Eli Regalado and his wife, Caitlin. Eli and Caitlin, they're charged with creating and selling their cryptocurrency called INDX coin, index coin.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a little, you know what, a missed opportunity. You know? I was like, Eli and Caitlin, this is not the mega church aspirational, you know, name for cryptocurrency I would expect out of you. Didn't you expect some people who were like three spirit
right
decks or, you know, like,
or you know, some famous
Jesus money.
Thank you, girl.
You know, like Confucius cash. I don't know. Something, you
put
know.
Put some I'm effort just, into it.
Put some effort into it. That's what I'm saying, Francis. It's, I don't know if there's a charge for that in Colorado for lack of style. There is in LA.
Definitely.
Lack of style charge is a big deal here in LA. But I mean, so they created and sold. Created is a strong word. Basically, they said, this is the thing that kills me about cryptocurrency. Created means they go, there is. That's it.
That's it.
That's all of the creation.
They allegedly told would-be investors that the Lord had told him that the people would become rich if they invested. The state's Division of Securities announces in the press release. But index was, quote unquote, practically worthless in reality, prosecutors said in a statement. Investors lost millions of dollars while the Regalados used their investments for lavish living. And you know what? I do not understand how often we have to explain this to people. Okay? When you donate money to individuals, especially within churches, your mega churches, what have you, none of these people are being, this is what we call a tax shelter, okay? And unless you are right now handily getting what you want, see, to me, when people are giving you millions of dollars, they are getting what they want from you. They're buying it. You know, that peace of mind, that ease of will, what have you. Because to me, a fool and his money are soon easily parted.
Let me ask you something, Francis. Say I'm Susie Orman.
Okay. At least she's selling something.
Well, this is the thing. And you're Jesus. You say put money in this. I say put money in that. What you going to listen to? Jesus or Susie?
I'm going to listen to Susie. Because you know what?
See?
I'm going to tell
you. Really, though, is there a better investment counselor than the Holy Spirit?
Named Susie Orman?
Well, are you saying that Susie Orman works through Jesus?
I'm saying that Jesus works through Susie Orman.
Look, before you even start throwing stones at the Regalados, listen, this is a statement from them. They said, this is from Eli Regalado. The charges are that me and Caitlin pocketed $1.3 million. I just wanted to come out and say those charges are true.
before we even, you know, trip down, you get your lips ready to ask the question of whether or not me and Caitlin had that $1.3 million in our pockets, I'ma tell you, yeah, the fuck we did. Jesus said we could.
This is his quote. A few hundred thousand dollars went to a home remodel the Lord told us to do. Because you know how the Lord is all up in your real estate.
I know.
Constantly. I know. It's like, this is a problem with HGTV. It's all Jesus watches.
It is.
All Jesus watches. Okay.
Well, he's a carpenter, Angela. What do you expect?
I know. It's just like this.
You need to have walk-in class. Cedars.
No, anyway. Then this is also from him. He said, we took God at his word and sold a cryptocurrency with no clear exit. So are we punishing the right people here?
No, we're not.
Is what I'm asking. We're not. As counsel for the Regalados, as unofficial counsel for them, it seems to me that these questions need to be levied against God. Because
yes,
God said put money here. They did it. I mean, what? How are they in trouble?
Angela, what you're saying is all these people have been our faithful servants unto the Lord. And if there is anything that a pastor does,
thank you,
is listen to God.
Let me tell you, they're simple people. Eli and Caleb are simple people. Okay.
Very simple.
They would never have done that lavish remodel. They don't need jacuzzis in every bathroom. That is not them. That's not who they are.
You're right. That's not who they
are. That's not who they are. They're simple people with a virtual church. This is the thing. Can I ask you something about this virtual church thing? Okay, apparently they also pocketed at least $290,000 for their online-only church, Victorious Grace Church, despite there being no physical location for it. What is the upkeep? What is the overhead on a virtual church?
Okay, Angela, first of all... Okay, there are virtual rooms that need to be virtually cleaned and cleansed. That takes time.
Does it need a virtual new roof like every church in this country?
It needs a virtual new roof. Okay. We're selling virtual plates so that we can get a virtual new roof on the virtual new church. And let me tell you something. That makes more sense.
Okay. Does any part of this have to be real? Does any part of this have to be real?
Can I? I'll give you one better. What's the difference between this and playing the fucking Sims?
Oh, see? You know I've been playing my Sim City too hard.
Have you?
Oh, God. They finally got one. They have one on Mac. But they have monetized the crap out of it. It's so annoying.
Yep.
Instead of buying the game now, you have to buy moves, basically. You know, you have to buy things within the game. So I haven't been doing that, so it takes forever to play that way.
Let me tell you something. This is what people are doing in their real lives. In their real lives, they're taking their real money, and they're doubling down and betting on Jesus. And these pastors, I'm putting my fingers in quotes, as if they are coaches, life coaches, and that the more that you pay into the system, people think the more that they're going to squeeze back out. But that is not how spirituality, religion, faith works.
But this is I'm asking a question here. Have these people committed a crime? Because they took something that can't be proven, God. They said, God told us this. You can't prove God did or didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they sold.
That's right.
They said, now it was valueless, but it all is, right? The value is what people decide to place in it. It doesn't. So there's a part of me that it's like, is this a scam? Exactly. I mean, as their unofficial counsel.
These are the questions that Donald Trump brings continuously in a lot of his cases.
Yeah, but his cases are actually physical. Like there's paperwork.
Yes. But his bad ethics questions are, there's nobody being hurt by my lies. Oh yes, I lied. I lie all the time. I lie to contract and expand when it benefits me as a business.
Well, what other time should you do it?
Exactly. So, you know, but and that is exactly what these people are saying. They're saying, look, the Spirit told us to do these things, right? And if we are all being informed, if you're going to listen to me and be with me during the good times, of when God, you know, infers and tells me what to do. Why aren't you supporting me during the bad times, okay? When it goes wrong, when it's not right.
Why aren't you ride or die with Jesus's financial advice?
Here's the thing, where's your faith?
Thank you. Where is your faith?
Come with me on this faith walk.
Let me tell you something.
I can do this all fucking day long.
Why aren't we? Why don't we have a church? Because let me tell you something. The Patreon is wonderful, but we could maybe get somewhere for real if we would.
You know why?
Because this is amazing to me. No, I mean, these people in these times generated that amount of money.
Mark DeMott made me promise when I was 18 years old that I would never become a deity. Because it's very easy.
I told my high school counselor or teacher, she said, you're going to be the head of a cult one day.
It is very easy.
I thought that was shitty, but.
Yeah. Well, no, that might have been true, though. It may be shitty, but it might be true.
Isn't me, for instance, or, you know, I went to Catholic school. I grew up with, you know, in a Christian household, although I do not. My money and that is where it to me makes zero sense, because I'm like, I get that if you go to a church, that church has actual physical needs. So you people in the membership pay for that, right? They pay for that facility and for the maintenance of it. But this is virtual in every way. And my understanding of money in the Bible is that money is somewhat dirty. It's an earthly thing. It's a man-made thing. And it's not something that when you're a member of the church, you're not supposed to be trying to get it. When you're, you know what I mean? Like it's, and so whenever we get into these stories, I'm always like, why is it that people don't question the concept that God would want you to be rich, or that God would be in the investment game? Like I get wanting to win. I get playing the lottery, but I don't get thinking that this is coming from God in any real legit way. It's such a weird thing to me.
In the same way, I know, because you know why? I'm going to tell you, and this is going to upset some people or not. Your source of beingness is not external, it's internal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have external needs. They're looking for external people or situations to sit there and say, you are good. You know, they want the strong man. They want daddy. They want a God figure, a father figure, some external figure to come out and say, what you are doing is right or good or what or that. And what people don't understand is that comes from within. It is a spiritual issue. And it, you know, that you must answer ethically and character-wise internally, and not look for a mirror or people or affectation from the out to reflect back in.
Don't punish Eli and Caitlin for that, okay? Don't, I mean, all they did was take you to the currency. They didn't ask you to drink it.
Look. The truth is, people expect
these people are such scammers. I can't.
This is the thing. Yeah, exactly. These are people running a business, a grift. Yeah. And and the reality is to act like, from Catholic Church to all of them, they're all businesses. I worked at a Catholic church. I worked in the rectory. I am the person who sat there and put in what you put in to the till every week. I knew every family, what they were putting
tithing.
In and tithing, you know, and what that business was, you know. So then looking at that bottom number, right, from what comes in the plate, then you look at the fact that there are then running four of those, you know, it's like us doing shows, right?
No, we don't get this kind of money.
No, we don't.
We at the wrong show. We are at the wrong
show. That's what they're doing. they put on four shows a weekend. Yes. Those shows bring in that money.
Yep.
And what people are paying for is, how well do you make me feel?
It's the move to get rich off of it, though. Like, this money, this is a cryptocurrency. This isn't even the passing the plate money. This is, investment, which is, I find when those two areas cross, when you cross those currents, boo-boo, this is what happens.
Yep.
This is what happens.
Next. Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you. Next up, this is from Donnie J. New York City bound flight canceled when passenger notices missing bolts on plane wing.
I'm so upset.
Jesus take the wheel. Jesus
put down the crypto and take the plane with.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
I Virgin Atlantic.
Which I expect better.
Not supposed to be having this problem. Thank you. Not supposed to be having this. We're not supposed to be having, oh, where are those screws at? Oh, it's okay, girl. Just let it go. It's fine. Those are just extra. No. This is what happened. British traveler Phil Hero, I call him Hardy. He was on board this flight at Manchester Airport on January 15th. He noticed four missing fasteners during a safety briefing for passengers and decided to alert the cabin crew. So he's looking out the window and he sees there are four places where there should be screws because they holes there, but there's no screw.
This is what I appreciate about Phil. Phil didn't do what most of us do, which is you go, well, I'm not the engineer. I'm not an expert. That looks wrong. I'm just going to, that's what I would do. I would just sit there and be like, this is not my job. I'm sure they checked it.
If you see something, say something. See something, say something. That's all they've been trying to teach us. See something, say something.
Well, Phil said something. Okay.
So he said, I thought it was best to mention it to a flight attendant and be on the safe side. Thank you, Phil. So engineers were promptly called out to carry out maintenance checks. Now they trying. Virgin trying to float this. Look, we just care about our passenger state of mind. There's clearly no problem here. There was nothing. They said the safety of our customers and crew is always our top priority. And this was not compromised at any point. We always work well above industry safety standards. And the aircraft is now back in service. So they just provided time. You canceled the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't just come check and go, oh, that's fine. That's supposed to be that way. No, you canceled the flight.
Yeah, because there were holes where the screws should have been, okay? Where the fasteners should have been.
This is what I'm saying. And this is how you know it was a problem. They go on to say each of these panels on the wing has 119 fasteners. So there was no impact to the structural integrity or load capability of the wing, and the aircraft was safe to operate. As a precautionary measure, the aircraft underwent an additional maintenance check and the fasteners were replaced. I thought they weren't necessary.
Right.
119 is a really precise number. You know what I know about building things and contractors is they spend as little money as possible. They tried, the reason whoever made that plane had the lowest bid, which means if there are 119, it needs 119.
Yeah.
It doesn't need 120 because there'd be 120. They don't go overboard. There would be enough. The fact that you canceled the flight and replaced the screws tells us all.
Yep.
That shit, thank you, Phil.
Yes, that was necessary.
What I'm upset about is that Phil, who's not up on the wing. Now, the pilot does a walk around. People, the engineers, mechanics are supposed to do a walk around. Why is Phil the only person who saw four missing screws? And how can we get Phil on every flight? This is my problem. Now I'm going to have to check every plane wing I get on. Because what I just learned is that we may be the last line of defense in our own plane crash avoidance.
You're absolutely right, Angela. We'll be right back after these messages. Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Mm. Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body. Sometimes I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
Nope. No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong and
they are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Oh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Frangela at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code Frangela for 15% off today. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new to you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something, we are hardworking women and over 45. So, we gotta, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction level event for me, you will be the best dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman founded and woman led? Okay, like us. Okay, they even spotlight women owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/frangela.
That is armoire. Dot style. Again, that's Armoire dot style slash Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never, ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs, and we all want that, right?
It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto people.
So go to BadlandsRanch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's BadlandsRanch.com Frangela today.
Welcome back. Next up, this is from Donnie J.
Okay. This is so annoying. Get ready to be really annoyed.
Florida woman used aunt's dog's urine for court-mandated drug test. I don't know where the failures are, okay? I don't know whether to start with the educational system.
Where we find fault, ultimately, for this?
Yes.
How we address it, right? Because we do want to move to solution. I know.
I know.
We just want to get to solution because it's really, really annoying.
Jessica Beatty was charged with urine testing fraudulent practices.
Okay, does she have to say that when she applies for jobs from
yes,
now on?
Yes, she does.
No, that's not a big deal. I was charged with urine testing fraudulent practices. That doesn't mean in any way I'm not going to be a good cashier.
Yeah. But I'm going to have to, no. Okay, after she admitted to collecting. This is where we get into it.
Collection is the issue. Collection
urine from her aunt's dog before taking a court-mandated drug screening. The 42-year-old, I'm gonna let that sit there, 42. Woman previously arrested and released for possession of drug paraphernalia and driving while license suspended or revoked, was ordered by the court to partake in random drug screenings.
Okay.
Oh, court, you silly. You stupid. If you think she gonna stop doing drugs because you want to randomly select her urine at any time, you don't understand. Her aunt has a dog. Okay. And she is willing to collect that dog.
I feel like urine. I may have to recuse myself because as the owner of 3 mangy dogs, let me explain something to you. One of our dogs was having some kind of issue and they wanted us to collect urine. And you've never seen two adults, competent people, look more confused. When they were like, you just got to collect some of his urine. And we went, what? Like, how? You want us to run up behind them?
Yes.
And try to collect. Let me explain to you what happens when you do that. They move. I don't even know. You can't.
Well, let me tell you, Jessica Beatty was able to do it, Angela.
But this is the thing. I look at Jessica, go, Jessica, this is the thing, Jessica. You've missed your calling. Why are you not working at my vet? Like, you have some kind of talent. But we do have to talk about the difference between dogs and people.
Well, this goes back to my issue in the first place, going, this is where I believe public education failed this woman.
She has a lawsuit. Come to the Shelton Eugen Institute of Legalish Adjacent Practices, and we will represent you, Jessica, because you get to sue the school system for not adequately preparing you for life. You should know there's a species issue here.
I can't even look at you.
It has figured this out. The difference. You at least gotta go get some other bitch. That's what I'm saying. And not a dog bitch. A regular stand-up human bitch.
You gotta be in the same species. And for me, I feel like that level, what I would consider embarrassment and ignorance, somebody needs to pay for. And it's not Jessica. Jessica is a fool and an idiot and a drug addict, okay?
Do you think the, and the cow goes moo and the dog goes roof, do you think that that's not enough? Maybe that's the, like, there's not enough, like, see how they're all different?
They
all
No. I'm talking, there is massive failure here. Against Jessica, all right? And I am sitting here going, something needs to happen. Because if let me tell you something. If somebody walked into my fucking office, all right, where is this at? The court, and presented me with dog piss in my office, I would say, sit down.
Okay? Let me tell you something. Sit down. I believe I can tell you dog piss from human piss by scent.
I'm sure. I'm sure they opened it up and went, what the fuck?
This is my dog. This is dog piss.
I would sit them down and I would say, how far did you get in school?
I'm going to call all your teachers.
Okay. Let's start with 11th grade, 10th grade. All right. Let's start with some American history. We're going to start reading. All right. Sit down. No. You don't get to go home. I got a book right here.
But what am I doing?
Shh. Sit in that corner. You're just going to start reading.
The dog didn't do drugs though, right? Like, did you screen it?
We ain't at biology yet. Just sit down. You go sit here for the next 2 years and you just gonna read. And we're gonna teach you.
I'm sit here next to this woman. Why are you here? I bought church cryptocurrency, so they're re-educating me too. Oh, okay. See, that's the little story.
I can't with this. You're 42 years old. You went through the shame, the agony. I know you got pissed on collecting dog piss.
Yep.
Only to get there presented.
Ha ha! Here you go.
And now where is she? She is arrested, booked into the Pinellas County Jail. She remains in custody on a $500 bond. And this is what I'm going to say. Because she didn't have that information, she is now in jail. And now she's added up another $500 to whatever the rest of her issues and problems are.
This is the thing, Jessica. What we know is that your test wasn't going to come out right.
But she didn't get no clean piss. She ain't got no clean piss.
You didn't have any clean piss. But let me tell you, even if that bad drug test was going to land you back in jail, it would just be for that count. Yep. Now you've added, I don't know how many other counts to it. So it's always the cover up. People. Don't bring in the dog urine. Just go, you know what? It's really a shame that random drug test is today. First, I would try, can it be tomorrow or next week? Can we do that? Try it. They're going to say no, but try it. Yep. Okay? Ask. Then just go, you know what? I think that we should get to the punishment phase. Because
I would rather you not show up then yes. Show up with dog piss. Because dog piss tells me...
It's still
me,
a church, but yeah, you don't respect nobody. Yeah,
it tells me that you don't respect me. Dog piss says, you think I'm stupid.
It is kind of a fuck you. Yeah. But it really says she is.
I know. God...
It feels that way, but I don't think she meant it that way. I think she was trying to get out of trouble, and she's dumb. And she doesn't... And it's a failure of the educational system. But I really, really do. Jessica needs to stop making choices because the choices that Jessica makes are very bad.
They are not very good. Next up, this is from Sharon and Kurt K. Thank you very much. Relatives visiting San Diego family find body in freezer.
All right. Understand what she's saying is that people went to go visit their family in San Diego. We don't know. I don't think it does say in here ever what the family relationship is, but family members, cousins, something, you know.
Right.
They're staying there. It's not their house. They go in the freezer. They find a dead body.
My question is, what does Miss Manners say about this situation? Do you back away from the freezer and make an excuse and go, we have to leave. Do you throw up everything you've eaten because you know it's come out of that freezer? Do you shut your mouth, walk back into the bedroom and go, at least we're not paying for a hotel?
They expensive
as fuck. What do you do?
Okay. There's a couple problems. And I agree with you. We do need to address this from a manners perspective. This is the first problem I have. There's not enough information in this story.
Not enough.
I do need to know the familial relationship. Because I went with cousins. Because it's not grandparents. It's nobody that close. It's got to be a little off. Okay.
Yeah.
Because if it were closer, we wouldn't know about it. Okay, but we know about it, so it's a little off. And also, I need to know who the body is. Did they know the person? Is this another family member? These are all relevant questions to me to whether or not the reporting of said discovery, if you will.
Yeah.
And also, why were they going in the freezer? See, they're family, so they're not quite guests. But I'm like, were they searching around for something? Were they
looking for something hungry? Were they hungry? Yeah, like, were you looking for a free hosting? Were you looking for a free stuff?
Is the real crime here bad hosting? Is that the first thing I want to ask? Is that the real crime?
Is that the real crime? Of course.
Or bad guesting?
Of course this is bad.
Bad hosting or bad guesting?
This is bad hosting because for me, you did not look at yourself holistically and ask, can't the framework of my life support this visit? And clearly it can't. Right. If I have a body in my freezer,
right,
I am indisposed.
Well, okay, here we are right back at the mindful thief. And when is a crime done?
That's right. When is
a particular crime done? And I'm going to tell you something. I get the out of sight, out of mind of this. I get you had there was a body. Okay. Right. And you were like, we got to get rid of this body. And so you put it in the freezer. And that felt like a solution. It was a temporary fix. As far as criming works, you are still in this crime because you have not gotten away. The crime is still, you have to get away from the crime physically, financially, everything. And they are still in whatever this crime is, they're still in. Even if this crime is only, go with me on this. One explanation is, this is the day that the relatives were coming. But you know how we always forget what day it is. You know, you forget. And they woke up that morning and somebody, the little kid went of the house went, oh, it's cousin Alfonso and Deidre coming today. And they went, no, that's next week. And then somebody went, no, girl, that's today. And it's like, oh my God, that's today. So they're madly cleaning. And then they're like, oh, that's, as they madly clean, they go in Debbie's room. That one of the kids and Debbie's dead. Okay. Debbie died. She had an allergic reaction. She ate some peanuts. Nobody knew. She knew she wasn't supposed to eat those damn peanuts. She, you know, she not like little or nothing, but she's still sad.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, we got to go pick up everybody at the airport. We don't have time to deal with Debbie right now. Because we don't want to leave them waiting at the airport. You know, they get nervous.
You know, that's rude. That's rude.
It's
that's
rude.
That's rude.
So they just, you know what? Just put Debbie in the freezer. And when we come home.
We'll deal with Debbie.
But then they came home and people were hungry. And they needed to shower. And they needed to rest. And also, it just felt like, you know, we don't want to. It's their first night here. You know what I mean?
Right,
this is a
right.
vacation. We never get to spend time together. Let's not muddy it and cloud up the evening with the sadness of Debbie being dead. We'll deal with that tomorrow.
Yeah.
But then before they got a chance to even broach the subject, Debbie dead, she in the freezer, the other people got up and they're like, you know what? They were so nice to come get us at the airport. Let's make them breakfast. Oh, go down in the freezer, get some bacon. And they went down and they found. And so this is just a misunderstanding and a timing issue.
Yes.
Now, there's nothing in this article to support this story. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Let me tell you what I think. I think this is a situation of people not being understanding their limits and the limitations of their bandwidth to be able to absorb certain things. If you
You're absolutely right. They weren't guest ready.
They weren't guest ready. Thank you, Angela.
You're
if you have a body currently in the freezer, Let me tell you something. Your home is occupied. Okay?
There's no space.
There's no space.
I know what you're thinking, but the bedrooms are open. No. If there's a dead body anywhere in that house is taken. It's the house. But, I mean, it feels weird to have to say it. But here it is. You are still, until you have really disposed of that body, you are still in it. And this is the thing, it looks really bad. Even if this was something accidental, let me tell you what you just guaranteed. You are going to get charged with something. And it probably, you know, the mishandling of a corpse, the whatever. But putting people in freezers in your basement says murder. That's what it says.
Okay? It just reads murder. It screams murder. Let me tell you this too, Angela. This is a concept that I need people to really slow down, put down every fucking thing you are handling and absorb this concept. Time is not distance, okay?
Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful, Francis. Time is not distance.
Just because you got time away from when this situation occurred and when you put that body in the freezer, it does not, I don't care if you put that body in that freezer 10 years ago.
Right.
10 years right. did not provide you distance.
No, it did not.
And that to me is the problem of understanding in life that a lot of people don't understand. Mm-hmm. Time is not distance. Distance time is not time.
Distance is not time.
Okay.
These things are true. They're immutable truth. That's the problem with life. You know, Francis, that's the problem.
Let's review. Will you do the first two?
Yes. First we had from Maggie B, the Lord told us to, it's the pastor that stole and his wife that made up a cryptocurrency and a virtual church and took people's money. Mm. Then we have the flight that was canceled because it was missing screws from the wing that the passenger saw.
Then we had the woman who used her aunt's dog urine for a court-mandated drug test. We all know that that did not go well. And then we had the relatives visiting the San Diego family find a body in the freezer and had to be like, yes, we got to call the police. Ooh, this is a hard one for me.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going with the people who had the body in the freezer and had a company.
I think so, too.
Because
the
drug girl was high.
Yes.
And dumb. She in Florida. She high and dumb. Those are very bad. Plain, really annoying. Stop trying to gaslight us, virgin. Okay? Yes. Stop trying to gaslight us with the missing screws. We know that that was a fuck up. Okay? Just stop. Stop. It's insulting. Okay? And then, the other one was... that was her dog urine and
the pastor
that kind of stupid is just, I don't know if there's anything we can do about it, but I have to go with body and freezer because if you forgot this body freezer, then you are either the most prolific serial killer or you are such an idiot that I cannot. Francis, I've misplaced things like anybody, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot misplace dead bodies. You can't do that. That is a no. That cannot happen.
Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country where, you know, Jesus was all for like carpentry, not crypto, okay?
Thank you.
It was something you could understand, all right?
Thank you, Francis. There was a time in this country, Francis. There was a time in this country.
And there was a time.
A dog could piss in relative safety, okay? You didn't have to worry about people coming up behind you with jars and stuff. Now, maybe if you were peeing in the wrong place, you might hear, no, stop. Some people who don't know better might hit you, which they shouldn't do, that's abuse. But you didn't have people trying to pass off, you're trying to implicate you in a drug game, okay?
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela B. Shelton. I'm disgusted by this abuse of dogs, disgusted.
We are Frances Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.